With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. State lawmakers are considering dissolving the state workers' compensation system, or turning it into a private entity. Corn Cates Carney reports.
A public workers' compensation insurance fund is written into Montana's constitution. The Montana State Fund insures about 25,000 employers and holds about $1.4 billion in assets. In 2016, about 61% of all workers' comp premiums in the state, public and private, were paid into the Montana State Fund. This year, state lawmakers and the Economic Affairs Interim Committee are considering separating the state insurance system from the workers' compensation insurance market. Some calling for change point to a study from the state of Oregon that ranks Montana's workers' comp premiums as the 11th most expensive in the country. John Metropolis, a Helena lobbyist representing a private insurance company, urged lawmakers Thursday to turn the state system over to the private sector.
It would be better for employers and employees, and yes, private enterprise in Montana, for it to be privatized on a real basis, a fair basis.
Montana's Republican Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale also told lawmakers that he'd like to see the state fund work more like a private entity, although one that still guarantees insurance like the current state fund. However, members of the State Labor Department and the Montana State Fund say data showing Montana's premiums as one of the highest in the nation doesn't give the whole picture. Lawrence Hubbard is the CEO of the Montana State Fund. Hubbard says that the structure that lawmakers are thinking about changing has nothing to do with premium rates.
Our board of directors opposes elimination of Montana State Fund, recognizing that we serve in a very noble and important public purpose.
Hubbard encouraged lawmakers to gather much more information before making a decision about changing the nature of the state's workers' compensation marketplace. During the 2017 regular session, several bills sought to change the nature of workers' compensation insurance in Montana, but a majority of lawmakers agreed that without researching the issue first, there could be repercussions on the small businesses that rely on the Montana State Fund as a guaranteed insurer for workers' compensation. At the next Economic Affairs Interim Committee meeting in April, lawmakers are expected to indicate their intentions to draft legislation that could change the private or public nature of workers' compensation insurance in the state. I'm Corton Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.